is Palka. President Donald Trump arrived on Capitol Hill in Washington on Wednesday, hoping to keep his party on the same page on the 19th day of the partial government shutdown.
Mr. President, how much longer can this shutdown last?
We need border security. We will have border security. Tremendous Republican support, and I think we're going to win.
What's your message to Republicans?
His visit a day after making a primetime televised address to push for funding for his long-promised border wall with Mexico. President Trump argued Tuesday night the wall was needed to resolve a security and humanitarian crisis. Democrats in response accused President Trump of appealing to fear, not facts, and manufacturing a border crisis for political gain. Trump has invited Democratic and Republican congressional leaders to return to the White House to meet with him later on Wednesday. The U.S. Embassy in the Democratic Republic of Congo is warning Americans to leave the country before election results are announced. The embassy in Kinshasa posted an alert Wednesday that said Americans in Congo should make their departure plans. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Riot police have been deployed outside Democratic Republic of Congo's Electoral Commission headquarters, with results from its chaotic election expected later on Wednesday. The security presence is a visual reminder of Congo's precarious position, and residents fear a disputed result could tip the country into fresh violence.
And that was Reuters' David Doyle. The December 30th election to choose a successor to President Joseph Kabila was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic transition of power in its 59 years of independence, but results have been delayed amid accusations of voter fraud. This is VOA News. The U.S. trade delegation in Beijing is wrapping up meetings with Chinese officials and will return to the United States after a good few days, according to a U.S. official. Reuters' Ed Giles has the latest.
Hopes rose for a U.S.-China breakthrough on trade on Wednesday. An American official told reporters the U.S. delegation had a, quote, good few days and talks were wrapping up. Wednesday was an unscheduled third day of talks, with China's foreign ministry saying the extra time showed they were very serious about negotiations. The extension also saw Asian stock markets jump up, with shares in the region hitting a 3.5-week high. Investors may be optimistic the US and China can avoid an all-out trade confrontation that has the potential to disrupt the global economy.
And that was Ed Giles reporting. Reuters sources close to the talk said the two sides were further apart on the kinds of reforms the White House is demanding from China. Sudanese security forces fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters in Omdurman within the capital Khartoum state on Wednesday. Hundreds of protesters chanted freedom, peace, justice, and revolution is the people's choice in what was one of the largest gathering of demonstrators the country has seen in recent weeks. The protests against price rises and other economic hardships that began on December 19th are the most persistent opposition President Omar al-Bashir has faced since he took power nearly 30 years ago. The Interior Minister said on Monday that more than 800 people had been arrested since the protests started. Australia's government said Wednesday that it will consider the asylum case of a Saudi teenager who is fleeing from her family. The Department of Home Affairs confirmed the UN High Commissioner for Refugees had referred Rahaf Mohammed Al-Kunun to Australia for consideration for refugee resettlement. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has said there would be no special treatment afforded to Al-Kunun, but said Australia would work with the United Nations.
Nobody wants to see a young girl in distress, and she's obviously now found a safe haven in Thailand, and the United Nations will assess the veracity of the claims and what would happen next.
Al-Kunun arrived in Thailand on a flight from Kuwait on Saturday and planned to continue to Australia. After being detained by Thai authorities, she refused to board a flight back to Kuwait, barricading herself in an airport hotel room. 49 migrants arrived in Malta on Wednesday after spending more than 2 weeks stranded on board rescue ships. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hit.